The good,
the good,
the bad,
and
the ugly.
The ugly,
ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
Tai Keo is arguably one of the most prolific South African actors. Now living between London and Los Angeles, he's back in South Africa to star in Mnet's new drama series, Still Breathing. I catch up with him in an exclusive one-on-one.
I got an email from my agent in South Africa saying, so there's the series happening. It did the audition in LA. A month later, I got the call. I flew back to South Africa and started shooting like the next day.
Find out more this Wednesday on The Good, the Bad and the Ugly with me, Terence Pillay, just after 8:30 and exclusive to East Coast Breakfast.
The good,
the good,
the bad,
the bad,
and
the ugly,
the ugly,
ugly,
with Terence Pillay.
Hello, Terence.
Hello, Darren.
Happy 2020.
Happy 2020.
Happy New Year.
And I'll tell you what. So it's not going to be bad or ugly this morning. It's all good.
Oh, you picked up on what I put down towards the end of 2019.
Yes. Okay. It's not going to last forever, but today it's going to be all good.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. We have an exclusive interview. Nobody has done the interview with this guy
yet.
Always.
How do you scoop these exclusives?
I pay and I bribe people, but we can
you
get...
You do what needs to be
the,
done.
I do what needs to be done, get the job done.
Yeah.
So, you know, Tai Keo, right?
I love Tai Keo.
The girl from St. Agnes, yeah. Lead actor there. He was on The Wild.
Yes.
He's been doing movies. He's living between London and LA at the moment. They've just flown him in to star in this new Mnet series.
Original.
Called
series.
Still Breathing.
Yeah.
You might have seen the ads for it. This guy, she's playing the lead again, and he is phenomenal. I went on the set of this, of the series. It's absolutely incredible. And I got a chance to talk to Tai while I was there exclusively.
Tai Keo, what are you doing back in the country?
Hey, Terence. I am back in South Africa shooting a 13-part drama series for Mnet called Still Breathing, which is coming up. And besides working, I'm just enjoying being back at home for a bit.
So tell me a bit about the series.
So the series is kind of in the same vein as A Million Little Things or This Is Us, Parenthood, and I play a character called Steven. The story revolves around a group of friends, and they're all kind of brought back together after a tragic accident. Steven is the perpetual wanderer, the guy who has ducked and dived from responsibility and feels the need to kind of be around his people when this tragedy happens.
And how did that role come about for you?
I was in LA at the beginning of the year, and I went back a few months later, and I got an email from my agent in South Africa saying, so there's the series happening. It's Johnny Barbazzano, who I previously worked with on The Wild, and I absolutely adore as a director. And yeah, it came through. I read the script, was really impressed by the pilots, and did the audition with my wife in LA, and I didn't hear anything. And then I think it was like a month later, I got the call saying they'd like you for the job. And so I had to cut my trip short and, yeah, flew back to South Africa and started shooting like the next day.
How did you get into the head of this character?
Ooh. He wasn't that tough to kind of understand, because, I mean, I've definitely gone through periods of my life where I behaved like this guy. I took a moment in my life that was where I had behaved very similarly and kind of used that as like a prototype or a mold, and then imagined myself as that character, how I would have reacted or behaved in that situation. So essentially it was just feeding on parts of myself, maybe not the dominant parts of myself, but definitely parts that are there.
How do you get into a character? I mean, you played such a vast and varied anthology of characters, I mean, that we've seen anyway.
Right.
How do you go from character to character? I'm trying to find out what your process is.
So generally I'll read a script and I'll determine one particular aspect of that character that I can relate to, that I really understand. I'll also look at people in my life who I think have sort of personality traits that I could use or exploit. So there's a bit of mimicry, but there is also finding those parts of myself that I think work and using those to the best of my ability.
I mean, you couldn't sidestep a career in acting if you wanted to. Your dad is a great Danny Keo. Did you always know that this is where you're going to lay roots?
No, actually, I mean, I got my start behind the camera. Look, I don't think I could ever work outside of the industry. It's what I've grown up in. My mum's a producer. So I grew up on film sets and in the theater. I was never going to be an accountant. So I was drawn to acting. I remember I went to see my father on stage. I think it was 1995. He was doing Paul Slab's Pale Natives. And I saw him on stage, and I suddenly clicked that this is what acting is, because I saw this man who was my father, but he wasn't my father. He was this dark and dangerous character, and I was like, okay, that's what acting is. And I think that sparked something in me. It was like, I'd like to be able to do that.
Nice. So what else do you have for us, Terrence?
So coming up, we get a little more personal and find out what he does in his personal life and also what's happening in the rest of the world.
Okay.
The good. The good. The bad.
The bad.
And
the ugly.
The ugly. Ugly. With Terrence Pillay.
So good news, Ty Keogh was back in the country. Mnet has a new series called?
It's called Still Breathing. Bit of a tearjerker, but it's an Mnet original. It's absolutely incredible.
But it's got Ty Keogh, so it's going to be good.
Yeah, it's got... No, I can't mention the other actors. Mnet haven't released their names yet. But I did speak to them, though, and later on in the year, we'll hear from them.
So when does this come out on Mnet?
Now, in February.
Okay.
Let's talk about acting in South Africa, yes. in particular. You know, there's a time where actors couldn't conceive of actually earning a living. So you were an actor, but you did other things as well. Is that changing?
I think it is changing for a few. I don't think it's changing enough. I don't think the salaries really permit actors to only act. I think everybody does a little something on the side, no matter how successful you are. I mean, you get the guys who do long-term contracts in theater or musical theater, or the guys who do soap operas. But even the guys who do soap operas are probably emceeing events on the weekend or endorsing products or doing whatever they need to do to survive. I don't think that the rates have increased like our inflation has increased. So, I mean, we're getting paid a lot of the time the same thing, or sometimes less than we've been paid 10 years ago. Mm. It's hard to make a living. It's really hard to make a living. So when you see what actors are making abroad and you see the greener pastures and what it's possible to earn, I think it's a reason why we have such a brain drain.
Is it the reason why we're hemorrhaging all our good talent here?
I think, say in Cape Town, where you've got a lot of international productions coming into shoot, if you want to be considered for the bigger parts, generally, you've got to be coming at it from an international angle, so with international representation. Look, I mean, there are exceptions to that, and there are guys who have done incredible work on international productions. But for the most part, if you want to be earning in line with what the internationals are earning, you've got to come out as an international. That's a hard thing to do.
What are you doing these days away from the camera and away from the glare of the public eye?
Well, I'm very happily married to an English woman, amazing actress, beautiful person, Shivani Guy. We met doing Dominion in 2014 and did long distance for a few months and got married in 2016. So we've just celebrated our third anniversary. We have a place in London. And besides that, I'm just living a really good life. I'm really happy.
Traveling a bit, maybe?
Yeah, we did a bit of traveling. We do quite a bit of traveling. I've experienced Europe. Been around Europe for a while. My wife shot something in Malaysia, so we lived out in Malaysia for a while. Yeah, it's been a whirlwind, man. I've had the most amazing few years. I mean, incredibly tough, but pretty fantastic.
Have you talked about doing projects together?
So yeah, I mean, we talk about it. We're not the most proactive when it comes to it. We've got two ideas for scripts that either one or both of us could be in together. No, not yet. I mean, let's see. When the time is right, I think it'll happen.
And so when you wrap shooting here, what's next for you?
After this, go to Cape Town and head back to London at the end of January and possibly out to LA in mid-February. It's pilot season in the US. Well, what's left of pilot season? A few network shows at cast. So it can be quite busy for us as actors. And then, I don't know, see where the year takes us.
What a way to start 2020 with these kind of exclusives. Terrence, who's next?
I can't tell you that yet. Oh. I do have an exclusive interview with an actor from LA, but I cannot tell you who he is yet.
An actor from LA? Well, that's weird. Okay. But a local actor that now lives in LA? Cokie Falco.
Is Cokie Falco even still around?
Okay, I'll wait for you to surprise me. Thank you, Terrence. Did I just say supplies?
Supplies.
Easing our way into 2020 with random use of consonants.